Srikanth Vengalapalli. I'm an assistant professor at Duke University School of Medicine, and I'm also the medical director of the ECHO Lab with a focus in bowel disease. So specifically, we're trying to raise awareness of heart valve disease. And it turns out that about 1 in 40 people have heart valve disease. And once you hit about the age of 65 or 70, that goes down to about 1 in 8 people having heart valve disease. And heart valve disease is a problem because certain versions of it can be highly lethal. For instance, aortic stenosis, which is a problem where the valve between the heart and the rest of the body doesn't open properly. Once it becomes severe, people basically at about 2 years, 4 out of 5 people with this will die. So obviously it's something you want to have diagnosed and not miss. The problem is that this type of valve disease and other valve diseases are often underdiagnosed. So about 1 in 15 people have undiagnosed valve disease over the age of 65. So what we're trying to do with Ask for ECHO is raise awareness both amongst patients and providers that valve disease is common, that it can be lethal, and it's really underdiagnosed. And we know from research that simply talking to your physician and maybe getting a physical exam is oftentimes insufficient for diagnosing valve disease. And the test that really needs to be done is an echocardiogram. So we're trying to raise awareness with people about what the prevalence of this disease is and what the signs and symptoms might be and who should be asking for an echo. Echocardiograms are completely non-invasive. They take about 30 minutes to do, and they give great moving pictures of the heart that a trained interpreter can make a very accurate diagnosis about whether somebody has valve disease. Additionally, they're not really big machines. It doesn't matter if you're claustrophobic. The machine can be brought to your room in a doctor's office, and in some situations, even out to patients' houses. So they're ideal because they're portable, non-invasive, and painless. If people want to know more or have more information, we have a website, askforecho.com. That's for the numeral 4, and there's a lot of information there in terms of the symptoms that we've been talking about and who should be talking to their physicians about maybe getting an ultrasound or an echo of their heart. And I'll just end with, again, heart valve disease is common. It can be lethal. It's often missed. And so certainly take a look at the website and figure out if you're somebody who should be asking your doctor if you need an ultrasound of your heart.